5 years ago, the DNR created a streamlined plan for Wisconsin property owners along the Great Lakes who wanted to get rid of large accumulations of dead fish, plants, and other nuisance deposits from the shoreline. Now that same plan, a general permit, instead of a more time-consuming to get individual permit, has been created for landowners along inland waters too. The DNR's Marty Griffin says an explosion of the zebra mussel population in Lake Winnebago has prompted the change.
When big storms come in and the wind really picks up on that lake, you have zebra mussels that get blown up on shore and they're starting getting into people's boathouses, their boat lifts, around their pier.
Griffin argues that making it easier to obtain a cleanup permit doesn't mean more damage to the environment. He says the new system has about 20 standards landowners or contractors have to meet.
It ranges from, you know, where you can access the water, how you clean it up if you're using a machine, where you actually put that material after you remove it. You know, you're not allowed to put it in a wetland. You're not allowed to put it back into the water. You're not allowed to put it on your neighbor's property. It needs to be disposed of in a proper location.
Griffin says the cleanup crew is also not allowed to disrupt fish spawning. The DNR would have 30 days to decide on the general permit, and it would be good for 5 years. Individual permits require a month-long public comment period. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.